Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today our show is on freeing the voice, that everybody might have the capacity to completely release every stuck emotion and be able to express themselves completely freely as we were born with, right? So that's our intention for today. So, before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things that are happening at the school. First of all, we've got our next open house is trying to send an email at the same time here. Is actually May 19th, and that's from 1 to 6 p.m. It's a incredible time. We put everybody on the sound tables, sound lounges, play with the bass pod. Now we have our bass vest, and we've also do meditations with sound for all day. We do meditations with instruments and talk about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and get really high. It's free, and even if you're not interested in classes, you can come. And it's really quite amazing. We also have our summer intensive coming up June 4th to the 15th, and that is 10 to 9:30 every day. And it's half of the certificate program. And if you want to come back in August, you can. You don't have to though. And that's August 3rd to the 13th. And so you could do the first half, which are the classes that are best done here at the Institute, and you could do the rest online. We also have our 3 month version starting September 3rd, and that's 3 nights a week. We also have our online classes that start about every week or so, and you could actually start next. I think this Tuesday you could start, and it's really works quite well. It's if you can't make it out here, the nice. I mean, the summer intensive is good because it's like just 10 days straight, and you can even stay at the Institute. But the online classes work quite well. We do toning, chant, and mantras. We do voice on each other, and you can practice on friends and family with what we're doing. also, both of those at the online and at the Institute go into the degree program if you want to continue into the next 3 semesters to complete the associate degree. We've got about 24 instructors total, so we've got a really wide perspective on everything that's going on in the field. It's profound what happens here. It's way beyond what you could ever imagine. We really talk about the full perspective of frequencies and timbres and musical intervals and music and intention and how it works with tuning forks and crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls and the full range of sound healing instruments, including a lot of technologies as well. We also have our Mount Shasta retreat July 13th, 14th, and 15th. And starting to fill up. It always sells out. So you might sign up early if you're interested. It's a really amazing time up there. It's on at Stewart Mineral Springs, right on the river. And then we go up on the mountain on the third day. It's really, really excellent. It's just a beautiful place to be doing sound. And then what else we have? Oh, we got our big sound healing conference, September 20th to the 23rd, at a spectacular cathedral. It's one of those places you walk in and you go, whoa, oh my God, right? And we'll have about 25 presenters, about 25 booths with exhibitors, and we'll also have concerts each night. You can find that at globesoundhealingconference.com. Actually, you can find all the classes at soundhealingcenter.com. In fact, you can find it all there, soundhealingcenter.com. We also have, just a second. We also have our therapy center here, where we do a wide range of therapies. We can find your home note, which is your natural rhythm. We can also find what's wrong with you by doing a voice analysis, and then give you CDs in the key of either what's right or what's the remedy for what's wrong, for the frequencies that are missing when we do the voice analysis, and the frequencies that are you, the rhythm of you, when we actually do the root soul. And then also we do chakra treatments, we do crystal bowls and tuning forks, a full range of things here besides the first two we actually do online as well. We also have our store here. We've got my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, is the number one selling book in the field for quite a few years now. And you can find that at CompleteGuideToSoundHealing.com. We also have a full range of crystal bowls and alchemy bowls and Tibetan bowls. We've got also lots of technologies. We have the sound table, the sound lounge that vibrate you intensely, and so it's really effective. As I've mentioned, we have a guy that's working with 3,900 first responders, and they've actually now saved over like 150 lives in the last year of first responders that were not doing well, about to commit suicide, a lot of them. And so it's really effective. The sound lounge and sound table are really effective for fibromyalgia, for anything muscular, for relaxation, especially anxiety, also really good for stroke. It's a full range of issues that it helps with, not to mention just deep relaxation and regeneration. We also have the base pod, which is the best. Oh my God, there's nothing better for pain. I really think not. I mean, it's so effective because we have frequencies for pain. You can actually use the frequency CDs and put them on the body. You don't listen to them. You can place them on the body with headphones. And but we've got the bass pod that's even more powerful. It's like a subwoofer you hold in your hand, and it's really powerful with those frequency CDs, and even better for pain. We have CDs and for nerves and tendons and ligaments and muscles and brain and circulatory and respiratory, full range of CDs for parts of the body. We also have the bass belt, which you can strap onto the body now. And Kaiser Hospital is referring patients to us for pain management. We also now have the vest. Oh my God. Oh my God. It is amazing. It's like 8, 9 speakers on the front, 9 speakers on the back. So 9 on your chest and stomach, 9 on your back. And you, oh my God, it's so incredibly powerful. And it's just not only for all the frequency CDs, but for music, it's just really, really enveloping, even more powerful than the sound table. You can find all of the products at soundoflove.com and our sound healing store. And anything else? I think that's about it. So, the voice. You know, as babies, we were designed to be professional sound healers. If you have anything going on as a baby, you let it out automatically with your voice. Wah! Wah! Right? Totally release it. We're born sound healers. And then around 1, they say, shh. And 2, it's like, shh, you're annoying, right? And then you get into school and it's no more sound. Or you go to work and they're like, what are you doing? You're annoying everybody. Be quiet. Right? And we lose that God-given ability to release stuck emotions with our voice. It's really sad. Even worse is in our culture, we've got a whole hierarchy of great singers So it's really easy to feel like you're not good enough when you open your mouth to make sound or sing, especially to sing, right? But if you go to many towns in Africa, I mean, everybody comes out singing. There's no stigma about not being able to sing well. You just sing, right? Everybody sings. If you've ever had anybody tell you that you're a bad singer, go find them and kick them in the knee. Right? I mean, it's evil. It's wrong. We have a really strict rule around here, and that is you can never, ever make a bad sound, a wrong sound. You can never be out of pitch. It's always perfect. It's always perfect, and it's a really strict rule, right? Because when you are afraid to express yourself in any way, not only can it cause disease, I'm working with a woman right now that's got throat cancer, right? But it also stops your energy flow in every way, in relationships, in health, in wealth. It affects how you come across to the whole world. And so it's critical to be able to use your voice to express yourself. Now, we got a large grant a couple of years ago to take our entire curriculum into two Montessori schools. We've now created over 2,000 exercises, and we've got about 200 hours of videos with the kids from 3 months old all the way up to 18 years. We created the curriculum for every age group, right? And once it's completed, we're going to bring it into public and private schools. We're just getting grants to take it into public and private schools around the world. And we're even setting up a whole lobbying group to be able to work with government and even local and state agencies to be able to get it into the schools. We have a lot of people that are just begging for it right now, but we want to finish it completely before we actually put it into the schools. Now, it's interesting. When we went to the kids, I mean, let me put it this way. Here at the Institute, I start just about every class by having people make the sound of how they're feeling, right? Actually, the very first class, we have them make the sound of who they are. Let me demonstrate. I'll make the sound of who I am. It's a little intimidating at first, right? I'll get back to the Montessori thing in a second. A little intimidating because people go, what do you mean make the sound? I said, remember the strict rule. You can never make a wrong sound. Just express who you are, right? So here's me. Be really nice if you met someone instead of saying, "Oh, what do? Which normally people talk about their business, right? Instead, they go, "Oh, I'm you. That's me," right? It's It's much more, you learn much more about a person when they actually do sound for you. So then we have people make the sound of how they're feeling, right? That one's always really interesting. Sometimes people are not feeling so good. Right? And other days we have people make the sound of their day. Here's my day so far. It's really interesting. The days that have gone badly are the best. I mean, they sound the most interesting. They're the most fun to hear, actually, even though it's good. But it's so good to express how your day was. Because the other thing also what it does is it makes you become more aware of the sound and music in your system and in your head throughout the day. Because if you ever have anything that is stressful, right, or there's a big blockage, right, or you just don't like the song in your head, right, it's some wayward emotion that really doesn't feel good, to realize that you have the power with just any vowel to transform that vibration from chaos and not feeling good to harmony. Any vowel. You could do an om. You could even do it silently. You do it out loud, it's even a little more effective, but just getting that consistency and stability back in your system, where your system is at peace and you can breathe. You can breathe, really. I mean, that's the whole deal, right? Stable, consistent vibrations, right? So it's really, doing the sound of your day is really cool because it really gives you it makes you become more aware of the vibrations in and around you and how they're affecting you. So I go into the Montessori school with the 3 to 6 year olds and I say, can you make the sound of how you're feeling? And of course they looked at me like I had two heads. They were not going to do that and be silly. The 3 to 6 years wouldn't do it. The 6 to 12 year olds wouldn't do it. The 12 to 18 year olds would do it. I got them to do it, right? But so then, of course, they weren't going to make the sound of their day. So then I started doing call and response, right? And within 2 weeks, I had all age groups doing the sound of how they're feeling, right? So let me do a little call and response, and you can repeat after me, right? We're just going to play, okay? Hi! Buddha, 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 Buddha. Loud, 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 loud. Jamu. Ooh. It's interesting, in the 6 to 12 year old room, I said, we're going to do sound, and this one girl says, oh, she's a good singer, right? And all the rest said, oh yeah, I don't sing, I'm no good. But she, you know, those two or three, they're good singers. And I said, can you do this sound? And everybody goes, wee, right? And before you know it, we do this call and response. And I say, look, you're singing, and it's perfect. It's perfect. The whole trick is to get over this needing to be perfect. It's really detrimental for a lot of people that don't want to be professional singers, right? So the trick is to spend a really long time, I mean, 2 or 3 years, to get people to actually be able to express themselves with their voice and make any sound, right? And go for the full gamut of sound before you actually start having anybody do really detailed singing. Detailed singing is good because, you know, it can be good, but it's like you don't want to do that too much because people, especially kids, not only, actually, it's not even especially kids, especially adults, very quickly get scared that they're not good enough, right? So that's really the deal, is just to be able to make any sound possible. Now, I've got this. Someone emailed me a few weeks ago. This guy on the inter on YouTube. His name is Gennady Tkachenko from Russia, from Georgia in Russia, right? And he's channels and does some amazing sounds, right? And if you can look him up on YouTube, it's really cool. But I've got it here. I want to, or maybe I'll make sure I got it. Are we ready for that? Let's see. Let me pull up my chat so I can see. Okay, yeah, we're ready. So let's listen to Gennady. It's about 3 minutes long, and just enjoy, enjoy, because he's totally channeling different energy through his voice. Okay, check this out. Boy. Wow, huh? Oh my God. You know, that's the next level. After you free your voice to be able to allow different energies to come through. Oh my God, it's so cool. Especially higher. I mean, the best is just to allow spirit come through so that you are totally letting higher energies come through. It's very cool. So when you when you actually do sound, when you speak, there's many different things going on. First of all, there is the actual sound of your voice, the tonality, which can get a little more strident when we're a little upset, right? A little edgier versus really warm when we're expressing love. Really warm, right? So the actual timbre or tonality of the voice, and a lot of people talk about, you know, that the actual tone of your voice is, you know, is a really big deal. There's also the actual energy of the words that you speak, right? Each word, and of course, the energy big time of the overall, whatever you're talking about, right? The whole point of your conversation. And that energy can be really incredible because you can, of course, with the right sentences, with the right energy, the right discussion, whatever, the right combination of words, you can take people into, I mean, with guided meditation, for example, you can get people really high, right? And, of course, there's the energy that's just coming across from the person, right? The energy that comes across from them. But the most important, or I say the energy is probably the most important, but the big one as far as the actual sound of the voice is all about the song that you sing. The song that you sing. Everybody sings when they actually speak, right? So some people sing really interesting songs, right? And some people are not so interesting. They kind of, in fact, when someone's dying, they stay on the same note the whole time, right? So the most important thing about the songs that you sing, there's a few things, but most important that everybody tunes into is how critical you are versus loving in the song that you sing. Let me give you a good example. You know what I mean. Don't you know what I mean? Don't you know what I mean? Don't you know what I mean? Dun 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 da da da. Dun 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 da da da. Right? That's the melody. Dun 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 da da da. Versus, don't you know what I mean? Bug bug. Don't you know what I mean? You know what I mean. Yeah. Yeah. Right? The melody you sing when you're actually speaking is a big deal. And we're totally always listening for anything that's critical of us, right? It's really, you know, and a lot of people, that's probably the number one thing people get triggered by. Number one thing. Oh, you're above me. I don't want to be below anybody. I need to hold my own energy, right? Although, ideally, the trick is to be able to be so strong in your own energy and your own power and your own home vibration, your own home note even, that it does not matter. It matters zero how critical anybody is in the way they express themselves. But we are so tuned into that, right? Now, there's other songs that, I mean, you know, we pick up other people's songs that it's like, actually, I was just with this woman, and this is the song that I picked up. It's where you kind of do an emphasis on a word, on a work, right? I've picked up that, right? Kind of like, yeah, that's the way it is. It is, right? And I don't know if I like that one. Or I did in my voice. I don't know if I like that one, right? It's a funny one. And so there's other songs, I mean, songs we pick up that we don't like, but then there's the songs we pick up that we love from others that we're close to. It's like, oh yeah, that's the way you say that. And then you start picking it up, and it can be really sweet and really beautiful little song. So I think it's really important to listen and note the songs that you're singing, because it's not so much the tonality, it's the actual melodies that you're singing. It's really interesting because, of course, a really loving person sings a really much warmer song, and it really just has a little lilt to it. The other part that we notice as much as anything is the smoothness of the flow. I feel like today the smoothness of the flow is not so smooth in my voice, just a little bit, right? I'm kind of a little bit, right? Whereas, often it's like there's a complete smoothness of flow, and it flows and everything comes out as smooth as possible. And every word seems to follow one after another with no breaks at all, right? Or no hesitation, right? We often notice that. And we can see that in other people as fear, but it's often, I think it for me, it's not often fear, it's just I'm a little tired, right? Or my nervous system's a little frazzled, or maybe I didn't get enough sleep, right? I mean, that's the way it is for a lot of people. I mean, some people have, it's kind of in their system. They may have a disability, or they may, I mean, that's extreme, but they may just not flow so well. And other people, they flow really well. And those people that flow really well are the ones that are on media, right? The people that are on TV, I mean, they're, and even politicians. Politicians and people in the media are really good flowers. They flow really well. They do not get stuck, right? Right. So, flow is really interesting to listen to in someone's voice when they actually speak, but it's really the song. What's interesting, another component about the song is when we express love, we commonly go to the home note of the key of our voice. We're all singing when we speak, right? We're all singing when we speak. And we sing in a certain key. And I believe that that key rarely changes. Maybe it changes when you're first growing up, but it doesn't change after you're growing up unless some major trauma happens. I mean, it's actually, even after a trauma, it would be rare to change the key because we often go to other notes in the key if we're stressed. It's like, yeah, I'm having a really rough day. Oh, it's a rough day. Ah, oh, it's a rough day. But I'm still in the same key. I still haven't changed the key. So it's like we express love in the home note. We commonly go to it. It's like, I really love my kitty. I go to the home note of the key of my voice when I say kitty. I really love my kitty. I love my kitty. Sometimes we go to the musical fifth. I love my kitty. I love my kitty. Right? But you don't go, I'm, no, it's more, I'm sorry. That's what I'm going to say. Here's the fifth. I love my kitty. That's it. I love my kitty. It wouldn't be right if I said, I love my kitty. I love my kitty. No, it's I love my kitty. Right? So we also go to the home note of the key of our voice when we're sincere. Right? Politicians have figured this one out. They often, they can totally convince you, even though they know they're not telling the truth, by saying, I'm totally lying. Right? The problem with politicians, of course, is they often do believe what they're saying. So they don't think they're lying. So they can, because people don't go to the home note of the key if they feel any anxiety. So it's a sign that you're relaxed when you go to the home note of the key of your voice, right? When people teach about public speaking, that's a really good one. To really just be aware of how you're singing, right? And flow more. Although I think if you're thinking about flow, you're probably not going to flow. You really need to be thinking about what you're actually talking about. Right? So the deal is to get to the point where you can make any sound totally without any fear. Let me tell you one more thing that's happened to me. I've been quite scared to sing in public, right? To sing in front of a group myself. I mean, it's like when I ask people in groups, it's normally about at least 30%, often 50% of the people say they're scared to sing in public, right? But then I was with this woman for quite a few years, and she sang all the time. And so I got where I started singing all the time, just singing my own little songs, right? I'm just making up songs and just singing and humming, right? And then very quickly, after a year, I got where I was not afraid to sing anymore. So that's the antidote. If you're afraid to sing, just sing. You don't need to sing. I mean, sing in the shower, sing in the car by yourself. Whenever you're by yourself, sing. But also make sounds of how you feel. And do gibberish. Do gibberish. Oh, here's a good one. You can, instead of, you could do gibberish and transmit light. This is nice to do with another person, but you can just do it and send light to someone with gibberish. It's kind of like this. Or this is what I do in our open house. And it's really interesting because everybody does it so well. I ask people to now just do the gibberish, but transmit love. And everybody does it. And it's incredible. Actually, everybody does it really well. It's always amazing to me that people do it and do it so well. It seems like love is really not far from the surface. Really not far from the surface. This is also really good to send that love to your own heart, right? So try it with me. Go ahead and make a sound and send love to your own heart. It's really great when you can get to the point where you can completely ad-lib and just right, make any sound. It's so good for the throat chakra. It is so good for freeing yourself. And it is so good for learning to be able to express yourself when you're in people of power, right? To be able to be free with your voice. It's interesting. The Montessori school that we're actually working with is an Asian school. And the owner of the school is Chinese. And she is so, so adamant and just so, what's the word? She just really wants me to do as much self-expression with the kids as possible, because she says that as an Asian in America, it's very difficult because Americans are so expressive, for the most part, and so the Asians actually have a harder time. So she was really, really wanted me to really focus on that area in the school big time, so that they could express themselves more freely, right? So once you get really good at it, then you can start making music. Just go from one note to another in ad lib, where it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're singing a good song. You're just like singing with the nature. You're just singing with spirit, whatever comes through, right? Okay. Now, we've got an instructor here named Sylvina who channels different beings through her voice, but she also just channels spirit. And she's profoundly amazing. Oh, my God. Her workshops are so deep, because also she's just full, I mean, overflowing with love, right? So I want to play a song with Sylvina in it. It's actually Pachelbel Canon, which is one of the most, it's the song that more people actually cry to than any song in the U.S. at least. And it's also probably the main song, number one song that people get married to. And she's singing on top of it, multi-track, so there's many, many of her. And so listen to this expression of her voice, expressing love and freedom with Pachelbel Canon. Okay, enjoy. Sing along if you like.
Okay. So the whole deal is to get back to Goo Goo Land, right? So as a kid, you're able to, as a baby, you never lose that ability to be able to release whatever emotion's going on, to express it freely. At the Montessori school, we're actually doing this where as the babies start at around two, we're already having them continue making sound so that they never lose it. And then they start doing the consonants and the vowels, and then they do them in rhythm, and they're told to make sound instead of to be quiet, right? And so they continue, and then as they make more and more sounds of all the different emotions, then they learn to do different rhythms, and then they learn to do a full range of musical intervals, and then they learn how to release stuck emotions in very specific ways, like they've already been doing, right? So there's no, oh, that's weird, right? And so then if they've got anything going on, we can release it, because stuck emotions and emotional blockages are the number one cause of not only disease, but unhappiness, right? So then we'll all be flowing. Oh my God, this will change the world drastically to be able to express yourself. So take this energy and make sound, make weird sounds, at least into the evening. Make weird sounds the whole weekend for Easter, at Easter dinner. Make weird sounds. Have everybody go woo 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 woo. Make weird sounds so that there's no more blockages and we can express ourselves freely and completely for the rest of our lives and on into every lifetime, hopefully. And may all be able to express themselves completely freely. Thanks so much for listening, and take care.